This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the last week of the Day One Rakyat sitting, and Melissa Tiong from the BFM News Desk gave us a recap on what happened during Day 17.
Today, it was business as usual, actually. So I don't think there were any fights or screaming matches to report. There were, however, a few updates on a few things. So first of all, the Prime Minister's Department has announced that it will be making amendments to the Official Secrets Act to deal with cyber threats and cyber attacks. And then we had the tabling of the bill to abolish SPAD, which will consequently be absorbed into the Transport Ministry. That's something Anthony Loke had previously mentioned before. And of course, the big news of the day is that Syed Saddiq has announced that both the BTN and National Service will be discontinued with immediate effect.
That is big news. According to Syed Saddiq, it did take two cabinet meetings to come to this decision to scrap the BTN and National Service. He also addressed what would happen to the staff and resources currently within both the BTN and the National Service training program.
Mereka ini akan diletakkan di bawah Kementerian Belia dan Sukan dengan bajet yang sedia ada, bajet yang diperuntukkan kepada PLKN dan BTN ini, for there to be a consolidation effort supaya ini bukan penjenamaan semula. But for there to be a youth focus program. Kalau contoh sebelum ni BTN je fokus kepada banyak penyawa awam yang lain. PLKN pun ada separate motif. Tapi sekarang untuk kita adakan satu program baru di mana kerajaan baru berhasrat untuk melatih dan melahirkan belia berwawasan. Or as I put it, the youth of the future. Untuk pastikan pimpinan muda itu dapat diperkasakan. Dan ada proses latihan yang agak rapi supaya pimpinan muda daripada berbilang bangsa, agama, waima fahaman politik pun akan dilantih dan diberikan tempat, dan akhirnya kita mencipta dan mencetuskan gelombang belia berwawasan di Malaysia ini.
Syed Saddiq also spoke about how there will be more collaborations across various ministries and stakeholders to create a brand new youth program.
From private stakeholders to government actors, daripada MINDEF, Kementerian Wanita dan pada masa yang sama Kementerian Belia dan Sukan, saya juga telah pun menghubungi pihak khazanah, khususnya CEO baru mereka, minta maaf, Managing Director baru mereka, situ tak ada CEO, untuk insyaAllah dalam tempoh terdekat apabila beliau balik untuk berjumpa dengan beliau, untuk adakan satu kolaborasi supaya the new model which will come up, model itu adalah model yang betul-betul dapat memperkasakan masa depan anak muda yang sedia ada. This is meant to be a platform to create the youth of the future.
That was YB Syed Saddiq, the Youth and Sports Minister, during his press conference today, talking about the next steps after abolishing the Biro Tata Negara, as well as the immediate discontinuation of the National Service training. Now, something we won't be bidding farewell to, at least for now, are our highway tolls. So here's Melissa with the update.
So Works Minister Baru Bien told the Parliament today that the government will be delaying its pledge to abolish highway tolls in Malaysia due to the state of public finances.
Kerajaan mengakui cadangan itu bukanlah sesuatu yang mudah untuk dilaksanakan, khususnya akibat dari tekanan kewangan semasa yang sedang dihadapi kerajaan. Maklumat ahli yang berhormat, kerajaan telah meneliti dan mengambil kira secara mendalam pelbagai faktor serta implikasi yang mungkin akan timbul akibat dari cadangan penghapusan tol lebuh raya di negara ini. Sebagaimana yang saya telah maklumkan di Dewan Mulia ini sebelum ini, anggaran kos pempasan tol yang terlibat jika cadangan ini dilaksanakan ialah melebihi dari 400 bilion. Sehubungan dengan itu dan setelah menimbangkan faktor utama berkenaan, kerajaan bersetuju untuk menangguhkan dahulu cadangan penghapusan tol sehingga keadaan ekonomi negara benar-benar stabil dan mengizinkan. Dalam masa yang sama juga, kerajaan menerusi Majlis Kos Sara Hidup, negara akan meneliti opsi-opsi yang lain, lebih praktikal, dan manfaat bagi mengurangkan beban kos sara hidup rakyat secara keseluruhan.
That was Baru Bien, the Works Minister in Parliament today, announcing that there won't be immediate plans to abolish the highway tolls as was pledged in the Pakatan Harapan Manifesto.
Melissa also managed to catch up with the MP for Kuantan, YB Fuzia Saleh, who was commenting on the question of which bathroom a transgender person can use. This issue, of course, has cropped up on the back of the recent Georgetown Literary Festival debacle, where two portraits of LGBT activists, Pankitek and Nisha Ayub, were ordered to be removed by the Minister of Religious Affairs, Datuk Dr. Mujahid Rawa.
Yeah, that's right. And the backlash from that prompted Mujahid to invite Nisha Ayub for a meeting. Various issues were discussed, but members of the public didn't take too well to Mujahid's opinions on which bathrooms the transgender community should and shouldn't use.
Fuzia was responding to remarks made by both Religious Affairs Minister Datuk Mujahid Rawa and the Palace Mufti Datuk Muhammad Asri Zainal Abidin about transgender rights. So they said transgender people should use restrooms based on their gender of birth. That, of course, caused some outrage, some controversy from both sides of the divide. Those in support of transgender rights felt that this was entirely dismissive, while some women said that they fear for their safety when sharing a bathroom with the transgender community. So Fuzia spoke about the need to further understand the predicaments of the transgender community.
Oleh kerana mereka ni jiwanya perempuan, mereka takut kepada lelaki. Mereka kalau masuk toilet lelaki, mereka rasa bahawa mereka mungkin akan dicabul. Jiwa dia perempuan, ya? Walaupun alat mereka lelaki. Tapi bila masuk ke tempat perempuan pula, perempuan pula rasa takut. Jadi cuba fahami mereka. Itu saya berpendirian sama dengan menteri. Malah saya terus beritahu menteri bahawa please, women are very sensitive about this, ya. Sebab itu menteri saya puji, ya, apa yang menteri buat. Dia minta maaf dan dia tarik balik kenyataan tersebut, ya. Memang wanita sensitif, tapi kita juga cuba faham dan mungkin buat ketika ini mereka bolehlah menggunakan toilet OKU ke contohlah, ya. But we still have to understand.
That was Fuzia Saleh, the Member of Parliament for Kuantan, weighing in on the controversy surrounding the question of transgender rights. Our thanks to Melissa Tiong from the BFM News Desk for giving us a recap of what went down in Parliament today. Just 4 more days until the end of this sitting, and yeah, we're going to be there with you all the way through Thursday. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.